Hello and welcome to Chapter 5, Customer Relationship Management. Today, in this chapter, we are going to discuss about the need for a CRM, who is a customer and what is the need for a CRM for any organization, the benefit of CRM, what are the benefits that will be getting from the organization when you are going to have a CRM, implementing CRM, how we have to implement CRM, what is the CRM architecture, risk assessment, users of CRM, improving customer relationship, and why do CRM projects fail, and what is a CRM in business sector. So by now we could have understood who is a customer and what is a need for having a customer relationship management in a proper manner for any organization. So customers are the important category, integral part of any organization. Without a customer, a business cannot run on its way and cannot make a profit. So with this in mind, let us look at why a customer relationship management software is required and why it is required, and what are the purposes of a customer relationship management. So let us say a customer relationship management is a system for managing a customer company's interactions with current and future customers. It may be prospective customer or a new customer or an existing customer who is with the organization for a very long time. CRM involves technology to organize, to automate, and synchronize sales, marketing, service, and support. CRM looked at objectively is a business strategy to retain your most valuable customers. Like we said, it doesn't always not have, we cannot say any of these particular product as a product or as a software, but it is an entire culture and a strategy of an organization. From a business perspective, CRM may be defined as a business strategy to select and manage the most valuable customer relationships. So how we'll be ensuring that this customer is important for the organization, this customer is a high value customer or a low value customer, or the person is coming to the organization counter just to understand what exactly is happening, or he's going to do an actual business. So that is where the CRM comes into picture and helps the organizations to grow. CRM requires a customer-centric business philosophy and culture to support effective marketing, sales, and service process. So it may be like one customer is coming to an organization, say be it a bank. So he is coming for a specific purpose, for getting a loan or for getting an advance, and you want to try to sell some deposit or a mutual fund thing. So for this, you have to understand what exactly is a customer about, what exactly is his business, what is his net worth, where exactly he is working, and all these particular things will be managed and maintained in your CRM, and CRM system provides you with the details so that the salesperson can speak to the target customers. Instead of speaking to all the people, it helps them to have a target customers and ensure that the business happens. However, if you look at it from an IT standpoint, CRM could be defined as methodologies, software, and usually internet capabilities that help an organization manage customer relationship in an organized manner. Like we are saying, organized manner is very important. Without an organized manner, having this data in solution is not going to be helpful. So let us more define CRM. So CRM is an integrated sales, marketing, and service strategy, an approach that effectively enables customer relationships to get maximum value for the organization from the customer. It employs softwares and tools as enablers. So let us see what exactly Ronald S. Swift of Prentice Hall is mentioned about customer relationship. Customer relationship management is an enterprise approach to understand and influence the customer behavior through meaningful communications in order to improve customer acquisition, customer retention, and customer loyalty, and to maximize gains for the organization. This is very important. When, like rightly said by Ronald S. Swift here, what we have to do is that getting a customer, acquisition of a customer is not enough. We have to ensure that the customer is retained and he is going to continue with the organization for multiple business roles of the customer, which is going to be a mutual helpful thing for the organization plus the customer. Obviously, until the customer is getting any benefit out of the entire relationship, there is no need for a customer to continue. No need for the customer to have loyalty on the organization to where he is going to have a business with. In this section, we will be primarily dealing with the software technologies in CRM. So briefly dealing with the process as softwares by themselves do not achieve a business purpose. Like we always say, it is not that if you keep a software, it will start working automatically. It will not be like that. There should be a cultural change. There should be a business purpose that has to be achieved out of the entire culture that is going to happen. Here in this case, we are going to talk about how you are going to retain a customer, what are things you will be in a position to do from the customer relationship management software which you are going to have, and what is the changes that you have to bring in into the specific business or the organization when you are going to implement a CRM. So let us go back in time and find out what exactly and how exactly the need for a CRM has arisen and what are the benefits you will be having when you are going to implement a CRM. So in the early days, the CRM softwares are known as contact management software, which is still one of the primary purposes of its use. So what they were usually maintaining in the entire system is that they'll be maintaining the, like, say example, phone numbers or email ID or the customer number, customer name, address, etc. All these particulars are getting stored earlier in the initial days. So what has happened? So from there, it started growing from their particular point, and it has started becoming like, people started storing the interest of the customer, what is his age, what exactly are the likes and dislikes of the customer, what is his religion, what is his language. So accordingly, they can go with a target. Okay, so like marital status, target, how many children he is having. Accordingly, they can target the customer with a specific product which the enterprise is having. So assume that a person who is going to have two children who are school going, then he will be more focused on finding out what are the benefits he is going to get and which school he will be better, his children can be better educated at. If you are going to have a middle-aged person, he will be more interested in finding out how he can save money so that he can retire in a better place. So that is where the CRM comes into picture, so that the salespeople or the marketing people or the people who are doing a service, they can concentrate and they can give a focused solution to the customer. The primary need to CRM software is to enable organizations to consolidate customer information into single repository that marketing users can utilize to manage relationships. And by implementing CRM software, an organization is able to automate common customer related process, have a common database, visibility across the organization, track performance, effectiveness and productivity. So this helps the management also to understand which are the customers, who are the customers, what kind of target customers are we are having, and what is the focus which we are going to do for the future customer acquisition. So let us consider let us take a use case and find out how exactly the CRM is going to help the organization to better handle the customer. Let us assume in an organization they are not having a CRM and the customers are being maintained in an Excel spreadsheet and meeting appointments they are going to do an Outlook calendar and customer information files are getting stored in a cloud Dropbox. So they type the entire thing in an Excel or a Word sheet or a spreadsheet and keep the entire thing in a Dropbox. And whenever a customer calls, the customer just goes, the customer executive just opens this particular Excel, finds out or searches for the customer and comes back and says something to the customer. Where here what is happening is that the caller may be a high value customer and the person who is picking up the call, he will not be understanding he is a high value customer or a low value customer, or what exactly is the earlier issues that has been raised by the customer, and is there any delay that has happened earlier, is it that who is having an upper hand. So the customer will be, in all these particular cases, he will be definitely annoyed by the delay and the cold response he is going to get. So as a high value customer, we want a better deal from the specific customer executive, which may not be happening when you are going to have the entire thing in a spreadsheet. So here in this case, example which we are discussing about, the contact center rep has no information on the previous discussions or leave alone start where the previous discussion was happening, was left off, where it has been completed. Is it a continuation of the previous call? So because these are the MOM in someone else's inbox, is an MOM which is there in inbox, so he has to search further and he will not be having that much time to proceed further. Such situations delay the time to productive conversion, slow issue resolution, and has the potential to drive away the customer and potential loss of the business. So obviously, you have to ensure that you are having a better CRM to handle such situations, and your employees are equipped to have the proper responses for the customers. Maybe he is a proactive customer or a customer who is an existing customer. So with a CRM, let us say the same thing, whatever we had discussed earlier, let us say the same thing and find out how the CRM software is going to help. The contact center representative could simply pull up that account. He'll find out what is his wedding, and is it going to be an wedding anniversary or is it going to be birthday. He'll just check this particular thing and give an information to customer, a happy wedding anniversary if it is going to be his wedding anniversary. And go on to refer to every meeting, phone call, email exchange the customer had with any member of the organization, and all pending issues both ways. So customer will get a confidence that the person who is the salesperson he will start treating him as like a friend rather than earlier like customer and executive relationship. Now it has upgraded to an friendly relationship. So after the conversion, what happened is that post conversion, the contact center representative will close certain tasks or do a follow-up action and set up the next steps for the concerned sales representative to take a forward. So what will happen is that if there is an open points that are pending for the high net worth individual, so that will be taken care and that will be followed up will be happening. The customer also will feel that he is happy. The benefits of CRM software implementation can be perceived at two levels. One is a transaction level and the other one is a strategic level. Let us see what are the benefits when you are going to have a transaction benefits when you are going to have a CRM implementation. Sales and marketing and all relevant sections of the organization gets immediate insight that into customer and prospect leads originating from any channel. CRM provides in-depth visibility into the opportunity pipeline. CRM software enables personalized and consistent communication to the customer. So what will happen is the customer will be aware what is happening. And suppose say due to some reasons your customer representative is not in a position to do a proper work, the thing will be escalated to the next level in the market, in the management, and they will be in a position to observe what is happening for the specific customer and why it is getting delayed. Email automation improves productivity and allows sales to spend more time on the right customer instead of targeting on multiple customers on multiple things. They will be in a position to target and spend time with a better customer rather than a customer who is just doing a time pass with the organization. Everyone in the company gains access to a consolidated view of the customer, thereby empowering each functionary to take proactive decisions aimed at meeting customer requirements in totality, result a happy customer. So obviously for all organizations, they require happy customers only, right? CRM softwares implement, enforce, and facilitate compliance to best practices and regulatory requirements in all customer-related functions, be it sales or service or support, and track closures. For example, logging lead indicator activities such as number of cross sales made, client meetings held, service calls, number of prospecting calls made, post-sale calls, and tracking and analysis of complaints received. So this is an important CRM tool where you are going to ensure that the complaints of the customers are getting closed and the prioritized based on the value of the customer. While CRM software facilitates automated sales and marketing activities, they don't stop there. The software monitors and provides analysis. The effectiveness of these automated S&M sales and marketing actions so that the business knows they can continue, change or redirect its effort, so which is very important for a business to prosper. CRM software analysis can automate routine customer service request activities to successfully go online or a voice system. For example, reconfigure IVR systems to handle calls that have become routine actions, automating confirmation emails or confirmation voice calls on actions completed. Say, example, you are doing a customer has called and using an IVR, your customer has called and asked us to do a transaction. So today's world, the IVR systems or the AIML systems have matured so big so that system can identify who is the caller, where the caller is giving a right this thing, and your system can ask for a use ready password or OTP that can be given by the user when he is doing a call, can be validated. And when the user is giving confirmation, voice say that yes, you proceed further with transaction, the actions can be completed automatically in the relevant system. So the kind of integrations are there available in the CRM today, which ensures that the customer is doing his transaction at a faster pace. Tracking and uniform reporting of projects and their status across customer and the company. All CRM softwares integrate with the company websites to track and provide truly multi-channel coverage. So, say example, you can have an email integration, you can have a website integration, you can suppose say it is going to be a prospective customer and he is not having a login system for him to log in and ensure that his queries are answered. The customer can simply log into the website and just give the minimum inputs, and there could be a callback that is happening, and this can be recorded in the CRM. Standard support of front-end sales lead management team with right information for quick, efficient fulfillment of all daily requirements. So all daily requirements can be handled automatically or through the system directly. CRM softwares today have their own or integrate with third-party KM systems and make available information at the point of action. This keeps all vital customer data in the business, and the company is not vulnerable to staff attrition. So obviously, if the employee is overloaded, he is going to have a staff attrition, and the proper CRM helps that staff attrition is not going to happen or is reduced. The key strategic benefits out of CRM software implementation are improved customer service from across the organization, thereby high customer satisfaction, retention, and growth of incremental business. So have a proper CRM service software so that the customer service getting improved across the organization. It's not only that sales and market is going to be beneficial. It is going to be across organizations, and the management information is getting passed properly to ensure that the customer is satisfied. Increased revenue per customer through cross-sell, upsell, and by knowing the customer. Say example, a person has been given for a annual membership. It is up to the, by using the system, user should be in a position to upsell a life membership rather than annual membership. Similarly, in case of, in case of a bank, when you are going to talk about, customer's taking deposits and you are seeing that the customer is having a better balance in his account. So there could be a cross-selling for converting these particular funds to deposits to mutual funds or to a fixed deposit or to a life insurance policies. So this kind of cross-selling can happen when you are going to have a proper CRM software. So this is a strategic benefit which we are seeing when you are going to implement a CRM software. So next comes the strategic benefit which we are going to talk about is simplified marketing and sales. Better control and information availability, reduce cost, and focus on the right customer. So like always we say in the entire chapter, targeting the right customer for the right product is much, much important, and it will be CRM custom software implementation is going to be beneficial for this particular purpose. The other perspective of CRM implementation is the benefits specific to industry verticals. So let us focus on the industry vertical wise benefits when you are going to have a proper CRM implementation that is happening. Financial services, risk analysis, portfolio analysis, fraud prediction and detection, high net worth individual services, and mass high net worth individual services, cross sell and upsell. So high net worth individual identification is an important job of CRM implementation. Healthcare outcome analysis. What is going to be the outcome? Say in healthcare when the person has taken in insurance policy, or how we are going to ensure that the customer is going to get the proper outcome, what he needs. Supply chain and logistics, demand planning and procurement optimization. This is a benefit of CRM in supply chain and logistics. The benefit of manufacturing in the manufacturing industry for with the CRM is defect and quality analysis and supply chain trend analysis. In case of retail, it is merchandising planning and analysis and store location analysis. The value of CRM softwares to an enterprise only begins with an improved and more competitive customer experience. So with the proper CRM, you are going to ensure that the customer knows where exactly is your, because we, as we know what is a customer's address, we will be in the position to target and mention the customer that, boss, you are going to have, you are having a upcoming store nearby your area, and you can go and visit our store there. So this is the benefit of CRM software which you are going to have. The big CRM payback comes as customer information is captured and analyzed to gain intelligence into both individual customers and the market. So we know what is the market trend and what exactly is the customer looking for, and what exactly, where exactly the customer is lying, and what exactly we can sell through this customer based on the same age of the customer and the salary gap or salary trend of the specific specific customer. Based on this particular thing, we can support the customer to ensure that he is taking a right decision choosing his goods, choosing the products he's going to purchase. Ultimately, CRM produces a more competitive enterprise that is able to predict and act on market trends rather than respond after the fact, like we mentioned earlier. So let us see what are the CRM strategies for customer retention. New customer acquisition is typically cost anywhere between 5 to 10 times that of retaining an existing customer. So we have to understand how much is going to take much time for acquisition. So means that you to make a customer satisfied with your products and ensure that the customer is coming to you is going to be taking more time than retaining an existing customer. So say example, a person is coming to a bank for doing a deposit, which is fine, but retaining this person so that he will not go to some other bank is more challenging, is more challenging. So we have to ensure that the customer is happy, and as well as the same time, and getting this customer again coming back to the bank is going to be difficult. Companies can boost their profits by as much as 100% by retaining just 5% of their existing customers. This is a Harvard Business Review by Richfield and Sasser. And on an average, an existing customer adds 100% more revenue than a new customer. So he is already an existing customer. He is doing a business with you. So he is going to ensure that you are going to get a 100% more revenue because the new customer is going, he'll be having a difficulty understanding what is going to be business, whether he'll be having a fear in his mind, whether his for money is going to be safe here. All this is will not be required for an existing customer. So customer retention is more important, and CRM strategy for a proper CRM system is going to help you. Most companies lose 50% of their customers in 5 years. So beyond 5 years, keeping the person in for 5 years in your organization is going to be much beneficial. The typical statistical law of ABC classifications applies also to customer loyalty. Only 15% of customers are loyal, and about 70% are different and can be influenced to dump you, and the bottom 10% are waiting to jump ship. So like we are seeing here, 85% has gone in this particular thing itself. 15% are loyal. So remaining 85% may jump at any point of time. 10% is already planning to jump to some other organization for doing the transition. And if you see 70%, which is going to be indifferent. The challenge today is for organization is that making the 75% come to the 15%. That is where the challenge comes for. The biggest reason for customers leaving is relationship, which we can see. Without a proper relationship and without a proper to ensure that the customers are feeling that they are part of your organization rather than a separate external person is important, and CRM is going to help for you. It is frequently said that customers don't leave because of bad products. They are driven out due to bad relationship management. Personally, I was having an experience on this particular thing where I was doing a transaction with, or I was having a relationship with a bank where they are not so much internet, they are not having proper digital channels. So I used to go to the branch and I used to discuss with the people, and I was happy with the relationship that was happening. But when the relationship starts going down, when the people got transferred to some other place, obviously I stopped working, proceeding further with a specific bank. And my relationship with the bank stopped on this particular case. So this is where the relationship comes into picture, and a proper CRM ensures that the new person knows who is the customer and what exactly the customer's likes and dislikes are. Based on that, they can provide this new solutions or new products to them. They can do an upselling or cross-selling, or at least ensure that the customer continues with a specific bank. Buyers usually hesitate to switch the suppliers because it may cause costly disruptions to their business and the risk of making another wrong choice from the devil to the deep sea. This is an example of a supply chain management where the supplier who is going to, or the person who is going to purchase something from you, is not aware who is going to be the new client, new customer, and he wants to ensure that he is continuing this particular business. But when the customer relationship management system is not proper, there is obviously there is a chance that he may jump to some other thing. Maybe he'll leave the devil and jump to the deep sea. The customer's potential problem with existing supplier must exceed the benefits they gain from the new supplier. And this, from the sales and marketing perspective, is the key aspect of a CRM strategy. So you have to ensure that you are going to attract people from the competition and ensure that you are not losing the people to the competition. So let us see what are the, like what we had discussed till now, let us see what are the CRM strategies and how exactly the product-centric strategies are coming to picture for in the entire CRM cycle. So first strategy which you are going to see is acquiring. We have to acquire the right customer, and innovation has to be ensured that when you are going to do an acquiring of this particular thing. So when you are going to do an innovation, it is based on the current market trend and based on what exactly is the system CRM solution is providing as an innovation ideas. Next comes retaining, which is an important thing what we had seen earlier also. Okay, you have to have minimum, most of the people may be in a jumping ship. You have to ensure that these people are not jumping and proceeding further with the same organization. Communication, flexibility and adaptability, responsiveness and quality, loyalty program. This should be the characteristics of a CRM when you are going to have a proper strategy. Next is growth, revenue and profitability. How you are going to ensure that the retained customers are going to help you do all these particular things, cross-sell and upsell, right bundling, high value, maintaining maintenance of high value customers, and reduce cost of servicing. So this has to be managed, this has to be monitored by the system. Next comes the product-centric strategies. Increase product offerings by ensuring that your CRM is proper and giving the proper data. Improve the quality of services and improve the quality of relationship with the people. Next is reducing cost cycle time. So ensure that the people, the customers who are calling you are getting help or getting help at the right time. Environment, this actually comes from the environment, having the proper environment, proper organization, competition. We have to understand what is the competition and accordingly you have to do on all this particular strategy. Next comes here, maximum profitability. Ensure that maximum profitability is achieved and you are going to ensure that the people are coming from the next competition to you. Or at least you are retaining the customers and you are not losing to the competition. These are customer-centric strategies. And acquiring customers is a customer-centric strategy, which is an organization level goal which you will be having. The key strategy of CRM is to maximize customer loyalty through value and relationship by integrating sales, marketing, delivery and service, which is important, which cannot happen in a normal Excel where you are going to, if you are not going to have an integrated system, it is be challenging for the sales and marketing or the delivery to ensure that their goods are properly delivered at a proper time and for service, after sales service also. To achieve these objectives, the organization would need to implement a strategy of one-on-one engagement on marketing. Treat each customer specifically rather than a generic one-size-fits-all approach. Obviously, each person, each customer is different and you have to ensure that the customer is getting satisfied on the individual level rather than you cannot have the same approach for all the people, all the customers. Redesign the business from the outside in instead of inside out. Create unified customer-centric data and databases. Ensure an organization-wide single customer view. So you have to ensure that for a single customer view, you are going to have and people are aware or the management is aware of each customer wise individually. Let us see, customer central to every relationship is an exchange progress process where each side gives something in return for a payoff or greater perceived value. This term is win-win situation in a relationship. Say, example, your customer will not be in a position to, will not continue his relationship with you until he is having a win. And obviously, you will not be continuing the relationship until you are having a win. You are in at the organization level. So this is a win-win situation. Until these particular things are happening, it is challenging. It is be difficult for the people to continue with their transaction, continue with the relationship. Relationship marketing is based on establishing, developing, maintaining, and enhancing successful exchanges with the customers. Relationship exchanges are typically of the following types. Transactional exchanges is centered on timely delivery of the basic service or product at a reasonable price. They are independent transactions with little intent to make customer come back or fulfill the need of the customer. So when you are going to have a transaction exchange only, there is no need for the customer to come back. So you have to ensure that the customer is fulfilled with the needs and he is coming back. The best example is a small travel store where the old travel or traveler purchases essential requirements that he may have forgotten to pack. It's a one-time sale and arm's length relationship. One more example which we can have for a transaction exchange is that you are just traveling by a car and you are reaching one specific place. Say from Mumbai, you had reached to somewhere nearby Goa. You just go to a particular store and purchase something. The person in the shop is aware that this customer is a one-time customer. He is not going to come back once again. Accordingly, the treatment which you are going to give to this particular thing is going to be different. Rather, if you are going to go to a nearby shop from in Mumbai, he is aware that he is an existing customer and he is going to come to you again and again. Or he is finding out you are a new mover to a specific shop, so, I mean specific area, the treatment here will be different because he wants to acquire a new customer. So similar, these things applicable in any enterprise and accordingly, there should be a bifurcation between the transactional exchange and the strategic exchange. Collaborative exchanges occurs in situation of complex purchases, high-priced products of dynamic markets with few alternatives. Trust, both ability and integrity is the key relationship element between the partners. For example, you are going to have a complex purchase, complex product or high-priced product which is not going to be available across all the entire markets and is not available for the common people. Then the entire thing is going to be different. The exchange is going to be different in these cases. Switching costs are high due to mutual commitments, typically in niche industry segment, products and services. Say example, you are going to purchase a high-end mobile. You are not going to throw this particular mobile immediately. So switching cost is going to be different, difficult. So accordingly, collaborative exchange has takes care in these cases. Value-added exchanges, where you are going to have an upselling of the existing processes, or those where the selling company moves from just meeting the customer's requirements satisfactorily to retaining them by throwing in or bundling additional services or developing services that are customized to meet the buyer's needs or incentives to promote repeat buys. Say example, when you are talking about the banks, when you are going to sell a mutual fund, which is not their mutual funds, or you are going to sell in car insurance, which is not their product, but they are doing and selling, which is as a value-added service to the customer, where win-win is going to happen. The bank is going to get some commission from the specific insurance company or the mutual fund company, and for the customer is going to get a better deal. The Indian Kirana Wala is one more example which you are seeing here. So CRM strategies. Now, coming back to the CRM strategy which you are going to have for a CRM, are also based on customer segmenting such as suspects, prospects, users, consumers, high-value customers, and strategic partners. Accordingly, strategies will be defined in a CRM, and what actually you are going to sell to the customer, depending on this particular strategies are defined. Some of the following factors may be considered for this particular matter. Determining the right customer, finding out whether the customer is going to be right for the business or not. Balance of desired relationship with profitability. Ensure that there is a balance that is being maintained between the profitability and the desired relationship. There are so many cases where in the eagerness for ensuring that you are going to get a better profit, something else is getting sold to the customer, and obviously as a result, the customer is going to leave this particular organization. Say, some 5 days back, I was reading in a newspaper where a high-end or a high-risky product has been sold, mutual funds product has been sold to an old-age person, and due to this person has gone to put a case on the entire organization, and they had to lose, the company was losing a big money on for this particular thing. So The proper CRM strategy is required to ensure that a wrong product is not getting sold to a person who is not cannot be having this particular thing. This is what we determine here as a right customer. Nature of products and services rendered industry best practices value proposition. Alternatives available to the customer in the market. So we have to consider what is a market trend, what is are the options available for the customer if you are going to jump ship and go to the next place. So based on this particular thing, the product has to be sold based on the age criteria, based on the gender specific thing, it has to be stored with a sold with a proper CRM. All these particular things will be possible. Some of the following factors may be considered: purchasing situations and supply chain conditions for each customer. So what is going to be the purchasing situation of the customer? If you are going to sell something, some Apple phone to a daily wage thing, is not going to work out. So you have to find out what is the purchasing capacity of the customer to proceed further with the transaction. Customer profitability, the 20-80 rule, where you are going to say 20% of the customers are going to contribute for 80% of revenue. Remaining 80% of the customers are sitting in the system without actually contributing to your revenue. This you have to have this particular thing in mind. And always the focus of any organization will be to ensure that 20% will be made as 25 or 30. Big companies are usually the most profitable or the least profitable. So a company being big doesn't mean that they are more profitable. That could be always they are having a least profitable and they are losing more money. But still they are profitable. They are making profit because they are the 20% place. 20% customers are more in this particular place. Identifying and terminating unprofitable customer relationship. There's no point in having a customer who is not going to have your is not supporting you with and to ensure that you are having a better business. So you have to ensure that the customers are being sold something, and if they are still is not in a position to sell, there is no point in continuing with the relationship. Say, example, in a bank, if you are going to have an account, your customer is going to have an account and the account is having a balance very less. Say, example, 10 rupees is having a balance in his account. And there is no point in having this particular customer in your bank because it is just filling up the database and it is not having any use for this particular thing. Best practices, employee motivations to try to ensure that employees are motivated and they are getting a proper data so that they can go for a targeted customers, and ensuring that this kind of customers who are not going to help you in making profit or making good business are not there in the system itself. Good CRM software should measure well on the following five parameters: relationship quality, high caliber relational bond characterized by commitment and trust. This is going to be ensured by a good CRM. Relationship breadth, number of interpersonal ties that connect the relationship. Ensure that the relationship is built horizontally and vertically. Relationship composition, portfolio of contacts ranging from low level influence to high level decision makers. So this is where your relationship composition is coming into picture, and you have to ensure that the specific hierarchy is getting followed when you are going to have a high net worth individual, so that he will be feeling that he said the company recognizes and ensures that he is happy. Relationship strength, the ability of the buyer seller relationship to withstand stress and or conflict. So always, it doesn't mean that when you are going to have a relationship with the customer, doesn't mean that you are not going to have any conflict at all. There is not going to be stress at all. How you are going to withstand this particular conflicts and ensure that the customer is happy is where the difference comes into picture. Relationship efficiency, efficacy, the ability of an interfirm relationship to achieve desired objectives. So ensure that the desired objectives are getting is built, and there is a firm relationship that is getting built in a customer and the organization relationship.